by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Welcome back to our program Rise and Shine. I hope you can join me during the whole program. Important topics, daily reminder, daily hadith, and also some promos as well for today, inshallah. And as always, the beautiful kalam and also the tilawat of the Quran. Now, what we're going to be listening, we're doing Suratul Ahzab, verse number 32-35. So it's very important that we listen to it carefully. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon, shaytan-e-mardood se.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا
یا نساء النبی من یأت منکن بفاحشة مبينة يضاعف لها العذاب ضعفين وكان ذلك على الله يسيرا
اے نبی کی بیویوں جو تم میں صریح حیا کے خلاف کوئی جرت کرے اس پر اوروں سے دونا یعنی دگنا عذاب ہوگا اور یہ اللہ کو آسان ہے
وَمَن يَقْنُتْ مِنْكُنَّ لِلَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَتَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا نُؤْتِهَا أَجْرَهَا مَرَّتَيْنِ وَأَعْتَدْنَا لَهَا رِزْقًا كَرِيمًا
اور جو تم میں فرما بردار رہے اللہ اور رسول کی اور اچھا کام کرے ہم اسے اوروں سے دونا یعنی دگنا ثواب دیں گے اور ہم نے اس کے لیے عزت کی روزی تیار کر رکھی ہے
یا نساء النبی لستن كَأَحَدٍ مِّنَ النِّسَاءِ إِنِ اتَّقَيْتُنَّ فَلَا تَخْضَعْنَ بِالْقَوْلِ فَيَطْمَعَ الَّذِي فِي قَلْبِهِ مَرَضٌ وَقُلَّ قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا
اے نبی کی بیبیوں تم اور عورتوں کی طرح نہیں ہو اگر اللہ سے ڈرو تو بات میں ایسی نرمی نہ کرو کہ دل کا روگی کچھ لالچ کرے ہاں اچھی بات کہو
وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ الْأُولَى وَأَقِمْنَ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتِينَ الزَّكَاةَ وَأَطِعْنَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ
اور اپنے گھروں میں ٹھہری رہو اور بے پردہ نہ رہو جیسے اگلی جاہلیت کی بے پردگی اور نماز قائم رکھو اور زکات دو اور اللہ اور اس کے رسول کا حکم مانو
انما يريد الله ليذهب عنكم الرجس اهل البيت ويطهركم تطهيرا
اللہ تو یہی چاہتا ہے اے نبی کے گھر والوں کہ تم سے ہر ناپاکی دور فرما دے اور تمہیں پاک کر کے خوب ستھرا کر دے۔
وَاذْكُرْنَ مَا يُتْلَى فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ،
اور یاد کرو جو تمہارے گھروں میں پڑھی جاتی ہیں اللہ کی آیتیں اور حکمت۔
اِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ لَطِيفًا خَبِيرًا،
بے شک اللہ ہر باریکی جانتا خبردار ہے۔
اِنَّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَالْقَانِتِينَ وَالْقَانِتَاتِ وَالصَّادِقِينَ وَالصَّادِقَاتِ والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما۔
بے شک مسلمان مرد اور مسلمان عورتیں اور ایمان والے اور ایمان والیاں اور فرما بردار اور فرما برداریں اور سچے اور سچیاں اور صبر والے اور صبر والیاں اور عاجزی کرنے والے اور عاجزی کرنے والیاں اور خیرات کرنے والے اور خیرات کرنے والیاں اور روزے والے اور روزے والیاں اور اپنی پارسائی نگاہ رکھنے والے اور نگاہ رکھنے والیاں اور اللہ کو بہت یاد کرنے والے اور یاد کرنے والیاں، ان سب کے لیے اللہ نے بخشش اور بڑا ثواب تیار کر رکھا ہے۔
صدق اللہ العظیم۔
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم۔ ماشاءاللہ عزوجل، سورۃ الاحزاب پارا نمبر 22، اٹ ڈز گیو یو سینس آف فیلنگ ہاؤ از مسلمز وی شوڈ بی، یو نو، ریگارڈنگ دا قرآن اٹ سیلف۔ سو پلیز ریمبر ٹو ریڈ دا قرآن ایوری سنگل ڈے۔ آئی نو سم ٹائمز واٹ ہیپنز از وی گیٹ انڈلجڈ ان مینی ادر ورلڈلی ایکٹیویٹیز، بٹ دیز ورلڈلی ایکٹیویٹیز ریمبر ویل نیور ڈائی اوے۔ یو نو، یو آر آلویز کانسٹنٹلی بی گوئنگ ٹو ورک 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 انٹل وی ڈائی، بٹ وی نیڈ ٹو ٹیک ٹائم آؤٹ فرام آور ویری ویری بزی اسکیڈیول ٹو کم ٹو سٹ ڈاؤن اینڈ ٹو لرن اینڈ ٹو ایجوکیٹ آور سیلوز ان آر بیوٹیفل دین۔ سو ہوپ فلی ان شاء اللہ از ویل، آئی ہوپ دس از گوئنگ ٹو بی اے ویک اپ کال فار ایوری ون ٹو میک شیور دیٹ وی آل ریڈ دا قرآن، بیکاز آور ٹاپک از ٹو ڈو ود نالج، بٹ آئی ٹیل یو واٹ دا ٹاپک از لیٹر آن ان شاء اللہ۔ لیٹس لسن ٹو ٹوڈیز کلام، از گوئنگ ٹو بی اے پنجابی استغاثہ۔ صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔
آقا رستے وی لنگ مہی، تیری دید دی حسرت ہن بڑیا، تیری یاد پئی تڑپاں مداوا بن جاوے تیرا نوری ذکر جدو ہووے میرے غم دا مداوا بن جاوے انج ہجر دی رات نو چمکاوے جیوے روشن ہون پھل جھڑیاں تیری یاد پہ تڑپاندیے جدو تیرا غلام کغاوا میں کیوں خوف کسے دا کھاوا میں کہاوا میں کیوں خوف کسے دکھاوا میں تیرے ہندیاں اے مدنی آقا مینو دین دینے لوکی کیوں تڑیاں تیری یاد پہ تڑ پاندیے کتھے میں غیر علی کتھے میں آسی خادم او مخدوم میرے کتھے میں غیر علی کتھے میں عاصی میں خادم او مخدوم میرے اے فیض ریاض علی دائے تیرے اتے نے رنگتا جو چڑیاں تیری یاد پہ تڑپاندیے لالیاں نینا نے جھڑیاں کدی اس رستے بھی لنگ مہی تیری دید دی حسرتاں ہن بڑیاں تیری یاد پئی تڑپاندیے
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم. ماشاءاللہ عز و جل, a very beautiful kalam recited by Adnan Sheikh Attari, subhanallah. And it does open your eyes and it does sometimes bring tears to your eyes that and how much, what is our relationship with our Prophet صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم. And there's so many narrations how the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam thought of his ummah at times where if we were in that situation, maybe we'll forget even our parents. You know, but our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept remembering us, remembered us during all that time. May Allah azza wa jal give us the ability so that we could also remember our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our dreams as well. So coming back to our topic for today, we're going to be talking about the status, or we can say the knowledgeable status of Sayyiduna Ghawth-e Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. What was his status? We learn a lot about Ghawth-e Pak rahmatullahi alayhi as being the leader of the awliya Allah. Why is he known as the leader of the awliya Allah, the Imamul Awliya? Why is he known that? Because of his knowledge that Allah Azza wa Jal has given him. But subhanallah, such a humble personality. Our beloved Sayyiduna Ghawth-e Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala, he was knowledgeable. And today we are going to be talking about the scholarly status of Ghawth-e Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala. You know, his status in the community of Islam amongst the high-ranked ulama-i kiram, what was his status? There is a very beautiful story about Hafiz Abul Abbas Ahmad rahmatullahi ta'ala. He says that him and Imam Ibn Jawzi, and I'll tell you who Imam Ibn Jawzi rahmatullahi was later on as well. They were both of them sat in the gathering of Sayyiduna Ghawth-e Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala. And the Qari'i Quran, he recited a verse of the Quran. And Sayyiduna Ghawth-e Pak rahmatullahi took that as a topic, and he mentioned so many commentaries of that verse, yani so many tafaseer for that verse. And Sayyiduna Hafiz Abul Abbas Ahmad rahmatullah alayhi, he says that Imam Ibn Jawzi rahmatullah alayhi was a great, you know, muhaddis himself. He knew many, many hadiths, and Imam Hafiz Ibn Jawzi rahmatullah alayhi was also the mufassir as well. So he says that I turned around to him and I said to Imam Ibn Jawzi rahmatullah alayhi, after every tafsir that Ghawth-e Pak rahmatullah alayhi mentioned, do you know that? And Imam Ibn Jawzi rahmatullah alayhi said, yeah, I knew that. When he went up to 11, he says, I know that. But when Ghawth-e Pak rahmatullah alayhi mentioned the 12th tafsir commentary of the verse, he says that I looked at Imam Ibn Jawzi and he says, I didn't know that. And Imam Ghawth-e Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala mentioned 40 tafsirs, 40 commentaries of the verse that the Qari'i Quran was recited. And the next 29 commentaries, Imam Ibn Jawzi rahmatullahi alayhi, he says, I did not know the tafsir of all of these. Now, who is Imam Ibn Jawzi rahmatullah alayhi? The scholars, they write about the seerat of Imam Ibn Jawzi rahmatullah alayhi, that he was one of the greatest imams of our time. Yani Imam Ibn Jawzi rahmatullah alayhi, he was Hafizul Hadith. He was Hafizul Hadith. He had knowledge of the Quran, ilm hadith, ilm fiqh, geographia, ilm tib, tariq, tafsir, ilm, nujum, hisab, lughat, nahw, waghaira. He had knowledge of all of these sciences. And he was also a Hafizul Hadith. Now, who do you know who is a Hafizul Hadith? Hafizul Hadith is that person who knows 100,000 hadith with the chains of narrations by heart. Zabani yaad hai. 1 lakh hadith. Me, I probably know just a handful. Yeah, a scholar, maybe he knows about a couple of dozen hadiths by heart. You know, someone who's even more knowledgeable might know 100 hadiths by heart, 200 hadiths by heart. But Hafiz Ibn Jawzi rahmatullah alayhi knew 100,000 hadiths by heart. That's what you call, you know, Hafizul Hadith. He was a teacher. He taught for so many years. He taught tafsir of the Quran. He taught hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But each and every time, the last 29th tafsir, Imam Ibn Jawzi rahmatullah alayhi also learned from Sayyiduna Ghawth-e Pak rahmatullah alayhi. Now from this incident, we get to find out how the scholarly status of Sayyiduna Ghawth-e Pak rahmatullah alayhi was. Now, no doubt, he was a very, very knowledgeable person. Now, as we know that Ghawth-e Pak rahmatullah alayhi, he had a yearning, he had that love to learn the knowledge of deen from a very tender age. And that's when he was 18 years old and his mom gave him permission to travel to Baghdad and to gain knowledge. And look at the way that he gained his knowledge as well. The scholars, they mentioned Sayyiduna Ghawth-e Pak Rahmatullah Ali studied the Quran and the Hadith and the knowledge of the Deen. And you know, there was a drought in Baghdad. People could not find any food to eat. So Sayyiduna Ghawth-e Pak Rahmatullah Ali, he would go into the jungles and he would eat the leaves of the trees just to stay alive. That was his passion to learn the Deen. Today, we have everything, every amenities, every facility to learn, but we don't learn. Why? Because we're too busy in our dunya. What kind of a dunya are we busy? That is not the case. That should not be the case. When it comes to our knowledge of the Deen, we should be taking time out and learning our Deen. Dawat Islami, Alhamdulillah, is running many, many online classes as well. Now, that's another opportunity for us to enroll. Now, there might be a little fees too for that, for online, but Alhamdulillah, Azrul, it's such a beautiful opportunity. And today, nowadays, people go out and, you know, they'll happily pay £35 for, you know, an hour for their tuition fees. You know, I met this guy and he said, oh, you know, £35, I got a good deal, you know. Yeah, my son needs help in maths, so I found him a tutor. He only charges £35 an hour, as if that is not enough. Yeah. Now, if that is £35 an hour, and you take 1 hour a week, for instance, that's 140 pounds a month we are willing to pay for our son's tuition. But when it comes to learning about the Deen, I can't even pay £25-40 a month to learn about my Deen. This is something that we need to reflect and something that we need to sit back and think to ourselves. What am I going to do with my life? You know, kabhi socha hai pyare Islam bhaiyo, what do we expect from our life? What are we doing? Which way are we heading? What is our purpose of life? Our purpose of life is to learn the Deen of Islam. Our purpose of life is to understand the Deen of Islam. If I, the father, do not understand the Deen of Islam, do you think my children will learn the Deen of Islam? Do you think their children will learn the Deen of Islam? We already see that, where the grandfathers never learnt about Islam. And you know, it's continuing in the trend. It's not always like that, but majority is the trend is like that. Yeah, the grandfather never knew about the Deen. Then the father came, he never learned about the Deen. Now the children, you know, they don't know about the Deen. And they're probably newly married and they have children as well. And we're passing that ilmi. We're passing that lack of knowledge up onto them as well. Yes, we might be educated in the dunya, in the worldly knowledge. Yeah, but how much are we educated in the Deen? That's what is important, because the worldly knowledge is going to finish when you are buried in the grave. But inshallah, if we are Hafiz al-Quran, that will help us in the grave. If you are a scholar of Deen, that will help you in the grave. And inshallah, if you are a pious person, someone who learnt about his Deen, someone who learnt the Quran, who had time to read the Quran, inshallah, that will benefit us inside the grave as well, inshallah. Hazrat Sayyiduna Ghawth-e Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, as we know, was a Hassani and Husseini Sayyid. Yani, his lineage goes back to from Sayyiduna Imam Hassan and Hussein, mashallah. And he was born on the 1st of Ramadan, 470 Hijri. And there's a book about Ghawth-e Pak Halat. And in that book, it's mentioned that Sayyiduna Ghawth-e Pak Rahmatullah Alayhi's father, Sayyiduna Abu Saleh Musa Jangi Dost Rahmatullah Ta'ala, he heard or he saw a dream in which the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him that Allah Azza wa Jal will give you a son whose status amongst the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah, will be the same as the status I have amongst the anbiya of Allah. Yani, this is like the Al-Ayam, the leader of all the prophets, your son will be the leader of the awliya Allah, subhanallah. Aap hain peeron ke peer aur aap hain roshan zameer. Aap shahe afqiya ya ghoth-e azab dastgir. Awliya ki gardane hain aap ke zere qadam. Ya imam al-awliya ya ghoth-e azab dastgir. Subhanallah. So Ghoth-e Pak rahmatullahi alayhi, he is the leader of all the awliya Allah. He said, the scholars, they say that until Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Mahdi, رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ سیدنا غوث پاک رحمۃ اللہ علیہ ول بی دا غوث. دیر آر تھری غوث, دا ون بیفور امام حسن رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, دین سیدنا غوث پاک رحمۃ اللہ علیہ, اینڈ دین انٹل امام مہدی ارائیوز رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, سیدنا غوث پاک رحمۃ اللہ علیہ ول بی دا غوث آف ٹائم. سبحان اللہ. سیدنا غوث پاک رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ, دیر از اے بیوٹیفل نریشن دیٹ ایون دا پروفٹس آف اللہ اعلیٰ حضرت علیہ رحمہ رائس, جن کی ممبر بنی گردن اولیاء, اس قدم کی کرامت پہ لاکھوں سلام. ماشاء اللہ. وی ٹاک مور اباؤٹ ہز بیوٹیفل سورت. وی گاٹ دا ڈیلی ریمائنڈر فور ٹوڈے, سو لیٹس ٹیک آر ڈیلی ریمائنڈر اینڈ ویل کنٹینیو آر پروگرام آفٹر دیٹ ان شاء اللہ. صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Hanbali radiyallahu ta'ala, a great saint of Islam, a great example for us to all follow. And when we study his life, his achievements, his struggles, his sacrifices, subhanallah, we become aware of why he is so renowned in the Islamic world today, why he is respected so highly by people. And the simple answer to that is that Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiyallahu an bowed his head before Allah alone. He did not compromise when it came to the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the commands found in the Quran. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him such superiority, such fame, such renown in the world. People who never met him, people who never sat with him, subhanallah, love him so dearly. He rules their hearts. In his lifetime, he wasn't a king of an area, but 1,000 years later, he's the king of the people's hearts. Now people are willing to do anything for Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala. Which shows that if you are sincere and your servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is true, then insha'Allah ta'ala, what will happen? Allah jalla wa ala will make your love enter the hearts of the people. Do everything for Allah. This is what we learn from the life of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala. And the moment you turn away from this, you do things for people, then know that that's when your days are numbered. That's when you will go downhill and you will lose that respect and honor that people have for you. So we should always do things for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, as He is the one who will grant us reward.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. ماشاءاللہ, that was Hafiz Kaleem Madani from Birmingham, who was telling us about the status of Sayyidina Ghauth Pak rahmatullah ta'ala alayh. And ماشاءاللہ, we've got a very beautiful and unique guest all the way from Durban, South Africa, Hafiz Noshad Attari damat barakatuhum al-aliyah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
وعلیکم السلام ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ.
ماشاء اللہ, جزاک اللہ خیر حافظ نشاد, اللہ بلیس یو. ماشاء اللہ, یو ار ویری بزی پرسن نو ڈاؤٹ, الحمد للہ, اینڈ گیونگ اس ٹائم فار مدنی چینل اینڈ اسپیشلی آور پروگرام رائز اینڈ شائن. ماشاء اللہ, آئی ہوپ یو آر اوکے اینڈ ایوری ون ایلس اراؤنڈ یو از اوکے ایز ویل.
Alhamdulillah
Rabbil Alameen, ala kulli hal. Alhamdulillah, we've got a topic of the scholarly status of Ghauth-e Azam, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. You know, we talk about his taqwa, his ilm, we talk about how pious he was. But sometimes, you know, people think that, okay, Sayyidina Ghauth-e Pak, rahmatullahi alayhi, you know, he was born a wali Allah. But, you know, we find out that even through his early life, especially when he was studying, he had a very, very tough life in his studies. So, Afsab, the scholarly status of Ghauth-e Pak, rahmatullahi alayhi, all up to you now.
Alhamdulillah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الحمد لله عز وجل. You know, one of the benefits of being in this beautiful environment of Dawud Islami is that, you know, there's a lot of emphasis when it comes to ilmuddin, when it comes to knowledge of deen. Now, we, or many people, are accustomed to, when they know or they hear about our Ghauth-e Pak, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, they're accustomed to the karamat, the miracles, And you know, how he achieved these supernatural acts, you know, and that goes to maybe any waliullah. But in Dawood Islami circles, the emphasis is on ilm al-deen, or knowledge of deen. And if you look at the knowledge of deen in the life of Hosepa, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, we come to realize that even in the womb of his mother, when his mother would sneeze from the womb, when she said Alhamdulillah, he would say Yarhamukillah. So here as well, there's knowledge there that what is to reply, and using the correct dhamir and correct pronoun as well. This is knowledge based, Alhamdulillah. Hosepak rahmatullah ta'ala, when he leaves his mother, he doesn't leave his mother to travel the world or to travel to different cities with the intention of conducting business or to expand his reach and his influence. He leaves to seek knowledge of deen and his beloved and honorable mother, Ummul Khair, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, rahmatullah ta'ala alayha. She permits him. She says, go my beta, go my son. Our meeting now will be on the day of judgment. Allah. This is a sacrifice. It's a sacrifice. How about you and I, that we also sacrifice our children in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, and that will benefit you and I. If you encourage your child to study in Jamiatul Madina, in Madrasatul Madina, to become an alim or an alima, don't you think you'll benefit in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirah? And this is in following in the footsteps of Hosepak rahmatullah ta'ala Ali. He had enrolled ultimately in Jamia Nizamia, which today's alim course, what we call Darse Nizami, is based primarily on that syllabus. So subhanAllah, he went to Jamia, he went to Darul Uloom, he qualified as an alim, he qualified as a mufti. For many years, he was writing fatawa and verdicts. For many years, he was educating the masses. He was changing their lives. He dedicated his life, Huzur, for this path. Now some people today would dedicate their entire life to construct an empire, business empire for themselves. Some people will try and, you know, their reputation and their influence in society. Imagine, Hosepak rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, and other awliya of Allah as well. They dedicated their every day and night, their every second in their life to promote the deen, to propagate the deen, to propagate the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because in reality, these are the things that truly matter at the end of the day. The foundation of every of our youngsters, especially our children, is that, you know, that obedience to Allah and His Rasul, the knowledge of deen, Islamic values, Islamic teachings, these are part and parcel of the foundation of our youngsters, of ourselves, of our kids. If that is not said properly, you know what happens then. They end up becoming rebellious. They end up not practicing sunnah. They end up with the wrong crowds. They end up with the wrong people because the foundation is not strengthened and strong.
You know, at this moment in time, sadly, you know, we meet with a lot of parents. You probably meet with a lot of parents as well. And one of the biggest, you know, worries that parents have today is that our children are disobedient to us. They're not learning. They're not, you know, they're not listening to us. But when you ask them a counter question, how much time do you spend with your children? How much time did you spend with them learning about the deen? Did you send them to the madrasa? And most of the time, sadly, it's a negative answer that they didn't. So now what's happened is, even though they're educated in the dunya, but because they're not educated in the deen, you know, they're still disobedient to their parents.
This is a sad reality, even here in South Africa. I'm sure in many Western countries in particular. We need to ask ourselves that, you know, we are not saying don't give them worldly education. We're not saying that. We're not saying don't make them doctors and whatever it is. We are saying their foundation, their priority is knowledge of deen, which we learn from the blessed life of Hosepak rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi and all awliya Allah. This is what we learn as well. Not only the karamat and the supernatural acts and the miracles. This is the foundation. Without that, it's easy for anybody to bluff you, to trick you, and above all, shaitan. If a person doesn't have proper knowledge of deen, it's easy for them, for him to fall in one of the traps of shaitan.
You know, learn about Sayyidina Hosepak rahmatullah alayhi. You mentioned one of those, that whenever his mom used to sneeze, he used to reply back to that sneeze as well. Now, there is another narration where Sayyidina Hosepak rahmatullah alayhi, he went to the madrasa for the first time and he read 18 pare by heart. Now, Where did he learn them 18 pare by heart? He learned them, you know, when he was in his mother's stomach. He learned them when he was born. His mom would read the Quran. He would memorize them. You know, if you ask a question to our sisters, our women of today, how much do you learn and study about your deen as well? You know, we're so busy, you know, trying to look for the latest fashions. We don't even understand and realize that these children, they are our duty to bring them up according to the proper manners of deen. Her mother, Sayyiduna Ummul Khair Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was a waliya. You know, she lived a life, you know, mashallah, as we learnt about her seerat as well. So, you know, unless we follow the footsteps of these great people, we're going to have these problems, and sadly, they're going to get even worse as day comes along.
Allahu Akbar. You know, Hafiz Sahab, that in fact, in the life of the Honorable Mother of Wasi Pak, Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, this is a role model for our Islamic sisters, mothers out there. Because mothers who are expectant today, or ladies who are expectant, what are you listening to? Are you listening to music or Naat Sharif or Quran Sharif? What are you watching? Are you watching those filthy movies and dramas? Or are you watching the Naat Sharif and the bayans and discourses of, for example, Amir Ahl-Sunnah, Damun Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, etc. Because this has a direct effect on that fetus. One of the first organs to develop is the sense of hearing. So what you are watching, what you are consuming, what you are looking at, these have some effect, either positive or negative, on that fetus, on the child.
MashaAllah. I've some very interesting and beautiful points you've discussed there, mashallah. We're not going to take most of your time. Jazakallah khaira, Hafiz Nashad. Allah bless you. Please keep us in your prayers as well, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
MashaAllah. Hafiz Nashad Madani from Durban, South Africa. Allah bless him and reward him. Right, let's move on. We've got the daily hadith. Let's take the daily hadith, and inshallah we'll talk a bit more about the scholarly status of Sayyidina Ghawth-e Pak rahmatullah alayhi. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Today people rate those who are philanthropists very highly. Those who donate towards good causes, the charitable people. And often, the philanthropists are those who are very wealthy and affluent as well. But the deen of Islam is so beautiful that you don't have to be a millionaire to be considered sakhi, generous. If you give something, even though you yourself need it, or if you have less wealth, or you're not in a position to give a large amount of it, but you give some of it in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're considered a generous person. If you've got a habit of giving like this in the way of Allah. In fact, some of the most generous people you will find amongst the Muslims are those who have strong iman. They're not millionaires, but alhamdulillah, they know the rewards of giving in the way of Allah. They know the rewards of generosity. They read that the Prophet ﷺ was the most generous. The Prophet ﷺ didn't live a life of luxury. He could have, but he would give everything he had in the way of Allah. He would distribute it amongst people. And remember, being generous is a praiseworthy quality. All humans praise this quality. But Allah Ta'ala loves this quality so much that you gain His proximity when you are generous. Let's listen to a hadith. This is in Tirmidhi. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu narrates, the Prophet ﷺ said, As-sakhiyu qareebun min Allahi, qareebun min al-jannah, qareebun min al-nas. That the sakhi, the generous person, is close to Allah, close to